Good morning. How good it is once again to be gathered in the beauty of this place on a Sunday morning, worshiping our God with one another. It's always good to see all of you, and a welcome to those of you who are with us very often, all the way to those of you who are visiting with us perhaps for the first time. If this is your first time visiting with us here at St. John's, in your pew at the end, you will see a card that looks like this. It is a visitor's card that we just ask that you fill out so that we can learn more about you, so that we can be in touch and you can learn more about us. Following the service today, there is a basket on the back bench right in the back of the sanctuary that we just ask that you set them in. And if that's too much to remember, just leave it on your pew and it will find its way to me so that we can be in touch with you. I trust that all of you know, whether visitor or regular, that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. As always, it wouldn't be Sunday without a few announcements. I do have a few announcements to share. Two of them are actually in your bulletin, and I'm going to leave it to you to read those, not during the sermon, but read them at a time of your choosing. There's one announcement, another reminder about VBS, our Volunteer Believe Serve program. There is sign-up sheets for the three remaining opportunities in the narthex. Please take time to read that and to participate. And the other one that is in your bulletin is an announcement about our Christmas in July campaign, which I mentioned last week. There are opportunities listed to share giant gift cards as well as to donate to the Good Samaritan Emergency Fund, both of which are used quite often, and both of them need some replenishing. So we are asking for some donations for those things. One more announcement. A few weeks ago, we had asked for volunteers interested in serving our umbrella ministry. Many of you are greeted by an umbrella minister in the back. They help to open the door for you and bring things in, and they occasionally have an umbrella with them if it's raining. So if you are interested in helping out with that ministry, I'm going to ask that you speak with Samiko. She's right there, waving her hand. And there are sign-up sheets as well in the hallway of bulletin boards. If you don't get a hold of Samiko, she will get a hold of you. And I think our last announcement, I'm going to invite Grace Bruin forward to do that before we get into worship.
Good morning. On behalf of the transition team, I have good news to share with you regarding the search for our interim senior pastor. We will be making a recommendation to council to extend a call to an interim pastor. Council has been provided the details from the proposed call agreement and background on the recommended candidate. We will hold a vote at our next council meeting, which is August 8th. Assuming a positive vote from council, we will share the name of the interim pastor at that time and a letter of introduction so you can learn more about this person prior to their arrival in September. We are planning for a start date of September 15th. As a reminder, the call for an interim pastor only requires a vote from council. When we transition to the search for a settled senior pastor, the congregation will have an opportunity to hear the candidate preach at St. John's prior to a congregational vote on the candidate. Thank you for all your suggestions and support so far through this process. We are thrilled with this candidate, and so is Pastor Addy. And the candidate is equally excited to lead St. John's through this time of transition and discernment. Thanks.
Thank you, Grace. I'm going to invite you now to take time to set aside a lot of those announcements, a lot of the things going on around us, as we take a deep breath together, as we very intentionally breathe in God's Spirit that is surely filling this place and surrounding each one of us, as we exhale and set aside all that is begging for our attention and our worry, so that we might find ourselves fully present in this time of worship with one another.